scanning via PD monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile scan monitoring.
Delta 8 FFR from KM8 DAD, good morning.
KM8 DAD from W8 FFR, a wonderful morning to you, and where are you off to today?
Oh, the usual. Just headed into work, getting ready to navigate the possible backup here on the freeway as it goes down to one lane, and I have to get off at the Trowbridge Road exit, which is under construction itself. They're rebuilding, completely rebuilding the overpasses and the ramps, so that's always a fun adventure if I'm up to it or if I just want to get off early and go around the detours and avoid it. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. How are you this morning?
So, it's a good day, but I am so sleep deprived right now. I was up late with friends again last night, and yeah, it was. Yeah, I'm feeling it, but I'm quite happy with what work is sending me today. So I got a lot of driving ahead of me in the work truck, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm spending at least first half of the day along the shoreline of Michigan, or pretty close to it, so that's going to be cool.
Oh, man, do you want to trade?
I mean, I do have a friend in East Lansing, so I like where I'm going today.
Yeah, your drive sounds a little more scenic for sure. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember the last time I saw one lake or the other. Probably maybe last year sometime. My wife's folks, when my father-in-law was still with us, they had a permanent campsite in Pentwater. They had a camper up there. They kept it there year-round and just winterized it and everything. So we just went up north and, pretty much it was up north to spend some time with them. But, a scenic drive along the lake shore, that sounds very relaxing.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with where Algonac is, but sending me out to Port Huron first, and then I'm heading all the way down there, which basically at the base of the thumb, it's a little point, southeast. Yeah, I'm going. Second time in my entire life I've been there, and they're sending me there today, and I'm happy.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun for sure. And I've been in that area. That is a very just scenic area all around there. And yes, I a lot of scenery there south of Port Huron. I don't know if you've ever been over to Harson's Island. It's just that little island that you take the car ferry over to, and I think it takes 5 minutes to get across the channel. But that whole area. I've never been up around the thumb, but I hear it's a really nice drive, and I've been up the eastern shoreline. Oh, that was years ago. Like Alpena and Cowliffe area along Lake Huron, and I would love to trade drives with you today. I'm behind. I don't know if it's a coal truck or whatnot, but man, it's starting to back up here for sure.
Unfortunately, I have stops in Macomb Township and Romeo as well. I got a lot of places I'm going today, and it's a big square. So, yeah, I have to deal with the city at some point today, and that part I'm not looking forward to.
Well, I guess you got to take the bad with the good. But still, it sounds like a lot of good, a lot of fun. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, sorry for the late delay. The repeater was doing this on the hour announcement and all that. But I did, actually. A lot of fun. Went to some parties. Hung out with my church. Then, for some reason, my brother, friend, and I decided to go down to Detroit and ride scooters for 2 hours. That was a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun. But how was yours?
It was pretty good. I was scheduled to work all through the weekend because some folks were on vacation. I was doing fill-in. I didn't go in on Saturday because had some blood pressure issues. My BP was dropping well below where it should have been, and I didn't go to work on Saturday. Someone came in and filled in for me, and I ended up sleeping until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's just, I'm used to kind of that happening once in a while. It's just something that goes with my diabetes. So, you know, I just kind of have to deal with it. Other than that, went pretty well. Got some sad news on Sunday night. The gentleman who has led the SlowScan TV net there for 17 years, Carl, and I his call sign escapes me at the moment, but he had been ill, and we got word that he had passed away, so they're having a silent key for him, silent key net Sunday on the 145.39 repeater, and his funeral is on Monday. Here in East Lansing at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I didn't know him that well. I have the day off. I may go to the funeral service just because I just, you know, I feel like I know a lot of people just from talking with him. And Carl is just a great guy, and he's going to be missed for sure.
As a fellow ham, I send my condolences, and you mentioned Silent Key. Is that they auctioning off his call sign, or how does that work? I never understood.
KMADAD. No, Silent Key is just the term that's used for hams who have passed away. So, yeah, if you're no longer with us, you know, you've passed on, and you're a silent key. And, you know, the silent key net is just kind of a way to you know, commemorate the person and remember them. And I don't know if you've ever been to a ham meeting, or a ham club meeting, they may do, because I know at our meetings, at the start of every meeting, you know, after we do the Pledge of Allegiance, we have a moment of silence for the silent keys. And, you know, it's just remembering, you know, ham operators who have passed on.
Okay, because I know through that process you can get one of their call signs after X amount of time.
Yeah, I think in Carl's case, you know, it's probably, I mean, that wouldn't happen because, you know, it's his call sign, it's him, you know, and you know, I think it would be, you know, just best to, you know, let his call sign, you know, stand as is in memorial. I know that one gentleman in this area, his dad was director of Lansing Emergency Services at one time, and he was a ham, had a call sign, and his son took his call sign when his dad passed away. So I can certainly see that, but I think in this case, you know, I don't think anybody would do that. I think it's just you know, if you go on the QRZ page, you know, if someone is passed on, it'll say that they're a silent key. Someone will note that there, so they'll put it on the page. So yeah, I don't really see that happening in this case.
All right, well, I'm at work, so I got to go punch in and all that fun stuff, get the truck ready. So it was a pleasure talking to you. Have a safe rest of your commute. Might have to put on some music if the traffic gets too bad, but KM8DAD from W8FFR, I am sending 7-3. You have a wonderful day, sir. I am clear on your final.
73, sir, and enjoy your drive today. Certainly, you know, sounds like it's going to be, you know, very very relaxing and you know, a little serene, other than, you know, the other bureaucratic business that you have to take care of. But hope that goes well too. Yeah, have a great day. 73, we'll talk to you soon. W8FFR from KM8DAD will be clear.
And 80 or they. CFO.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.